So evidently, what's his name? Dr. Phil wrote a book. Called Baiters. I never read it. I really don't read books unless it's like trying to learn programming or some kind of database book or something like that. Technical books. That's all I would look at. It's been a long time. I just look at it online. Anyway, the narcissist Baiters, the people want to cross boundaries, the vampires, the takers. It's rampant. And even if you're talking about it and you know it and you're talking about it online, they still show up. They still show up. The Jezebel, she still shows up. Delilah, she still shows up. They all show up, even though you're talking about it and you're calling people out, saying this kind of mindset is demonic, it's antichrist, it's selfish, it's me, 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 and they still show up. Blows your mind. And even when you call out the, you know, like suicide sheep, you tell everybody don't watch that because he's pretty much saying he wants to kill the sheep. You know, the whole system, the whole culture. The whole culture is an indoctrination away from the Bible. Everything is indoctrinating you away from the Bible. The Book of Enoch people, this indoctrination away from the Bible. The witches, same thing. The Gnostics, the Essenes, the Gematria people, they're all trying to indoctrinate you away from the Bible. And if they can throw out a filler to see what you're interested in, then they start to send those messages to your inbox. Your social media, YouTube, all of it is an indoctrination to pull you away from the Bible. Now, you don't have to live in fear if you got the Holy Spirit. If you're really born again, you know the truth. You don't have to live in fear that they're going to pull you into idolatry because you're sealed until the day of redemption. Now, you got to be wise and not be prideful, because trust God. Because Solomon, the wisest man, was pulled into idolatry, right? And so you can't have pride and say, oh, I can study anything and I'll see through it. No, you have to pray about it, because a lot of the deception of the devil is really, it's so ubiquitous and it's so deep that you're being brainwashed from a child in your family that you raised around, your culture, your environment is all an indoctrination against the truth. And it's real. Don't think it ain't real. It's real. It's real. This is a real battle. Because the devil hates the truth. Because if somebody's walking around with full-on truth, people can get saved, you know? And so it's a warfare against souls. And there's a lot of people you might rub shoulders with that they're lost, but they think they're saved. And they're not. They've never been saved. They think going to church is salvation. They think praying. They think reading their Bible. They never been born again. Instead of faith alone and Jesus alone, they're saying faith plus works. You got to do this. Touch not, taste not, handle not. That's in the Bible. Even though it's in the Bible, they can't hear it. You don't have a touch not, taste not religion. You have a born again religion, and it's not even a religion. It's faith. It's simple faith, believing on Jesus. Jesus is God. you must be born again. How come nobody's talking about John 3:16 or John chapter 3? You don't hear that much anymore. Kind of blows your mind. How come nobody talks about the book of Galatians? The whole book of Galatians is telling you, warning you about legalism. You know? He said he wouldn't even let them in for 1 hour. He found out they were trying to steal their liberty, which is in Christ, so he wouldn't even let them in the fellowship for 1 hour. Kicked them out. Why don't the churches do that now? Because they want to tithe. They'll say you let somebody in, you visit your church, and they start saying faith plus works. Why let them in? Kick them out. They're liars. Why does the preacher say it's faith alone, but then you better not miss a day of church, or you're not right, or you better not do this, or touch not taste it? Because it's ubiquitous. Like I said, it's to make you think you're crazy when everybody else is under works based. They're in a box. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, you know. You got to rise up to some level. You got to work harder. You got to be this. You got to do this. Some kind of grade, some kind of rank, some kind of rating. You got to match up with the society's expectations, which they can't even keep. Ella? So, all I want to say to you is the whole system's programmed you from a child, especially from parents and culture, to think that to reject the Bible and to reject simple faith and pull you into some idolatry, witchcraft, sorcery, false reality, lie, narrative, you know.